Regina, the players had a jump in their step as they ran onto the turf at Mosaic Stadium for a new day of training camp. The day would begin with the group breaking into their respective positional groups. After a brief period, the team went through a special team walkthrough. Next, it was the team stretch and warm-up. The team then went into a no-huddle period. On the first play, Trevor Harris hands the ball off to AJ Ouellette. The next throw is a completion to the far side flat to Samuel Emelis for a nice game. Harris would again hand the ball off to Ouellette on the next play. Antonio Pipkin would then come in and throw a deep seam route complete to Sean Bain Jr. Jack Cohn came in next and would hand the ball off to AJ Ouellette on a play action pass. Cohn would find Aju on a slant through the defense following that run. Cohn then hands off to Frankie Hickson on the next play for a nice gain. The next throw from Jack Cohn was batted down at the line of scrimmage. Following no huddle, it was back into a team's period with offense versus defense. Trevor Harris, on the first play, would hand it off for a gain of 6 yards. Using a hard count, Harris draws the defense offside. Ouellette gets the next carry and cuts back to his right to find a seam for a nice run. Mason Fine would come in next and hand the ball off to Frankie Hickson. Gain of 6 on the carry. Fine hands the ball off to Thomas Bertrand Houdin for a first down. Antonio Pipkin into quarterback and he hands the ball to Houdin Bertrand. The play, however, was offside, much to the frustration of head coach Corey Mace, who vocally let the players know that false starts were unacceptable. Pipkin hands the ball off to Houdin Bertrand, who finds a hole on the right side of the offensive line. Shea Patterson comes into QB. His first play is a high snap that he fields and hands off to Clint Rotkovich. Patterson once again hands the ball off to Rotkovich. Following the session, head coach Corey Mace called the entire team to the center to reset the team and focus for the next positional period. After the reset within positional groupings, it was time to work on a special team session. Focusing on punt. From the punt return, the team gathered at the 20-yard line again, with the offender heading into another team's battle. The breakdown. Trevor Harris is in at quarterback. His first play is a pass attempt to Jareth Stearns, broken up by C.J. Rivas. The next pass is a low throw intended for Kean Sheffer-Baker. The next quarterback is Shea Patterson. His first play is a throw to Frankie Hickson in the flat. After the competition, Fine hands the ball off to Hickson for a few yards. Following the play, head coach Corey Mace called the team into another full-team huddle. After the huddle, the drill resumed. Mason Fine is in at quarterback. He tries to thread the needle on his first play, but Holton Hill breaks it up. After the incompletion, Mason Fine hits AJ Ouellette in the flat. After the play, head coach Corey Mace called for a short break for the team to hydrate and intake before the session resumed in 4 minutes. The 4-minute break was definitely shorter than that, as the team went into a mid-practice workout before heading back into a positional period. After that period was done, it was back into a 1-versus-1 period with the lineup breaking up into individual groups while the receivers and DBs squared off 1-on-1. Period with the offense set to attack the south end zone. Here is the breakdown. The first pass from Trevor Harris is to Samuel Emelis, who climbs the ladder for a lovely reception. The next play is a Harris pass that skips off the field to Ouellette. Harris' next pass is a play underneath to Geronimo Allison. The next pass is a completed pass from Harris to Aju. Harris next swings a ball out to the near side flat. Pipkin comes in and throws to Emelis complete. Mason Fine comes into QB and finds Aju. Mason Fine completes a pass to Aju for a third reception of the period. The next pass is from Jack Cohn to Geronimo Allison. Another completion would follow to a diving Geronimo Allison. Patterson's pass is incomplete and intended for Samuel Emilis. That would conclude the session as the team would break down into a special team period. The primary focus of the period was punt coverage. Following that session, there was a team period with the offense versus the defense. Here is the play-by-play breakdown. Session starts with Trevor Harris at quarterback. Harris' pass is completed to Jareth Stearns on a quick in. Next play, Harris is intercepted by Nelson Lokombo, who steps in front of Samuel Emilis. Harris's next play is a pass to Stearns over the middle, who finds a seam and takes it to the end zone. Following the touchdown toss, Harris hands the ball off to Frankie Hickson. After a medium gain, Harris' pass is intended for Joe Robustelli but is just off the mark, incomplete. The rep of the offense is with Mason Fine at quarterback. His first play is a handoff to Hickson. The next play has Fine throwing toward Geronimo Allison on the boundary. Allison goes up but cannot come down with the reception. Fine's next play is a pass he completes on the far side of the field in traffic to Keyshawn Johnson. Jack Cohn comes in to run the next play, and his first pass is a completion to Kean Sheffer-Baker. Cohn stays in at quarterback and finds Johnson again on a play-action pass to the far side flat. The next play has Antonio Pipkin as the quarterback. He is flushed from the pocket and has to pull it down along the sideline for a first down. Pipkin's next opportunity is another passing play. This time he throws to the far side and Robustelli makes an impressive catch, leaving his feet to haul it in by the sideline. Shea Patterson comes in after the competition. He reads the blitz and tried to dump it off underneath to Kalia Lipscomb, but he can't break free from the coverage to get his hands on it. The next play has Patterson find Allison in the flat and he scampers ahead near the first down marker. It's second and 5 and Trevor Harris comes back in. His pass is intended for Allison on the near side, but his bullet of a throw is batted down by CJ Colden. Harris then finds Emilis on an out, but it is just incomplete. And that would conclude today's practice. Today's weather: a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of showers. Wind north 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. High 19. Not on the field. OL, Noah Zier. OL, Daniel Johnson. LB, Nick Wabe. DB, Jackson Ford. FB, Bruno LaBelle. Rec, Deshaun Mims. Rec, Sean Bain Jr. Rec, Jake Parker. DL, Micah Johnson. DL, RJ McIntosh. DL, Anthony Lanier II. Breakout play of the day: during the 7-on-7 portion of practice, the offense and defense took turns making plays. However, the play of the day was a competition between Samuel Emilis, who climbed the ladder to make a reception over a defensive back to the cheers of those assembled at Mosaic Stadium. The one to watch: Brian Cox Jr. He was one of few veterans who had the opportunity to play in Saturday's game in Edmonton. He continues to show he can be a threat in the pass rush game off the edge as well as a run contain guy.